Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus. This is the show where encounter meets mission. Friends, today our gospel reading is from John chapter 6, verses 52 through 59. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. What an exciting set of readings here from John chapter 6. When I was in youth ministry, I was a high school youth minister for 12 years. My buddy Dan and I started a t-shirt company, and we made a sweet little t-shirt with a monstrance on the front, and on the back it had a couple of the verses from this reading from John's gospel, from the sixth chapter of John's gospel, that unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Jesus says some pretty profound statements about his body and his blood, about the reality of this Eucharistic gift, in a number of different contexts in today's reading. And one of the little key parts that I want to draw our attention to is actually the very last line here. "These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum." I had the opportunity to visit the Holy Land last year, and we visited Capernaum. Capernaum, our guide shared with us, was a town of 1,500 people thereabouts in the time of Jesus. And recall that in the fifth chapter of John's gospel, Jesus had another little experience just outside of Capernaum where he fed and preached to 5,000 who were gathered. So imagine a small gathering in your town that takes, you know, you've got a little over three times the number of people who actually live in the town who have gathered together. The conversations that Jesus was having surrounding food were all leading up to this point. The miracle of the multiplication of the loaves was leading up to this point where we could hear Jesus say, "This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike those who ate it and still die, whoever eats this bread will live forever." Let us remember too, we live in a world that's filled with God's blessing. We live lives of, for the most part, great privilege. So whether we're driving a beautiful car or sleeping in a comfortable bed, or whether our belly is full of a delicious meal, in the midst of God's blessings, today's gospel speaks one word, and that is that, remember, Jesus is the bread that comes from heaven. Only when we eat of him, when we drink of him, will we have everlasting life. Remember that in the sacramental sense, as you prioritize making it to Mass every week, and also in that connection of intimacy in your heart, that we cannot live apart from him. God bless.